All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 232. I am GPD, and I am in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, there is a wombat in Long Island, Japan.
Yes, Long Island, Japan, where all the Japanese Jews live.
Yes. Actually, all the Japanese Jews live in Kobe, in case you're wondering.
I didn't even know there were Japanese Jews.
There's one.
Japanese.
Yep. Hideki Schwartz.
Hideki Schwartz.
Yep. And of course, we have our third Jew, Shipwreck.
I'm in Ohio. That's Japanese.
There's, right. That's spelled differently.
Well, they both have, begins and ends with an O. It could be a Japanese town.
Wombat, that's how you say good morning in Japanese. You say Ohio gozaimasu.
See, now I know.
But it's not spelled the same way. It's spelled in Japanese.
We do stuff American over here.
Right. Big America style. So, welcome to the show, everybody. We are good to go for CADcast 232. A lot of interesting things to talk about. Killzone 3. I got Gran Turismo 5. Dragon Age 2. I played with the 3DS, finally. Well, again, post E3. I don't know. Other stuff. Pokemon. Shipwreck's caught them all, I think.
I've got enough.
You could go to a doctor about that.
Shipwreck caught something, and it's nerdy. It's very nerdy. But yeah, we got a big show. Last week we did the show a little bit early because I went on a ski trip with Osaka Grandma and Auntie Keiko. You don't know about Auntie Keiko.
No.
That's Osaka Grandma's sister.
Older or younger?
Older. And of course, you know, my wife and Ty, and we all went to Hokkaido. Niseko is like the famous ski area there. A lot of whiteys there, as a matter of fact. The Australians like to fly in and do their skiing in Hokkaido. And I'm not a good, I snowboard poorly, very poorly. And I'm still very sore, actually, even though it was almost a week ago, because I fell a lot.
But did you talk to a lot of Australians then?
I didn't talk to anybody except Auntie Keiko and Osaka Grandma and my family.
Did you eat any crab?
Dude, Hokkaido is known for crab. And let me tell you something. You saw the picture. That's why you're saying it.
I have no idea. No, I didn't even know there was a picture. I just assumed you ate crab.
Oh, yeah. That's the spot for crab. And we had crab nabe. And what that means is they put a pot on the table with boiling, was it water or some sort of soup stock? I can't remember. But, and you dip the raw, you cook the raw crab in the boiling water, boiling whatever. And it was amazing. It was so awesome. And of course, the best thing is when you go with, when your party consists of three Japanese ladies who each weigh less than, weigh about 100 pounds each. That means most of the crab is going to you know who.
Big Daddy Baldy.
Big Daddy Krabby Baldy is eating most of the food over that trip. So it was great. It was a lot of fun. I wish I liked skiing more, and I wish I liked the cold weather more. I would be more excited about going back. But definitely, if you're in Japan and you like skiing, that's the spot to go. And what else? I don't know. What's going on with you, Wombat? Did you go skiing?
I did not go skiing. We're getting the room ready for nursery number two.
Yes.
So we did a whole bunch. We did some cleansing. We did a big house cleansing. I found my 10th grade report card.
Nice. And how was that?
It wasn't bad. I did very well in 10th grade. I also found my SAT transcript. It was pretty interesting.
What did you get on? Let's see who got the highest score on their SAT. I'm going to say, I'm going to say Wombat got the lowest. I'm going to say I got the second highest. I'm going to say Ship and I got very close. I don't know.
I didn't take the SATs.
So. Aha, I win. Even though I don't know what Wombat got. What'd you get, Wombat?
I got a 1360.
You did?
Yes.
No, you liar.
Okay, I'm a liar.
What school did you go to? Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody got a 1360 and went to Pitt.
A lot of people did. I didn't get a 1600. I mean, that would be an obvious lie.
All right. So you got a 1120.
No, I did not. What'd you get?
Me, I got a 12-10.
Oh, you're an idiot.
What'd you get?
I told you what I got.
You really got a 13-16?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No.
Oh, really? Well, look at you. I'm the dumb one. Who would have thought? A lot of people.
I mean, really? That's what you get for being a douche. I bet Wombat's the lowest. Excuse me while I use my special gloves.
Well, I set myself up for that one. Obviously.
I know. Uh-huh.
Wait, Shipwreck, how do you avoid taking the SATs?
Live in Ohio.
There's something called the ACT.
That's for like people who are too smart to take the SAT?
No, it's just a different test. Most people now take the ACT, I believe.
I've never even heard of that.
It would be after your time.
Yeah, isn't that a drug you take if you have AIDS?
You're too old for the ACT.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what my score converts to.
Well, I'm guessing the SAT that Wombat took changed dramatically over. You know,
I took
since
the one that had. I took the first year with the essay on it, so those scores may be a little bit higher.
Okay, see now I understand.
Oh, okay. So you took the one with the new SAT that maxes out at 2400.
I took the new one. No, it didn't max out at 2400. It was still 16.
Okay, the new one maxes out at 2400.
Really? I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So. Apparently, I got a 32 on my ACT, and that's equivalent to somewhere between a 14-10 and a 14-15.
Which makes sense. I could see that.
I say Wombat's SAT score is that's like a weird SAT. They probably had like...
Oh, will you stop? I just did better than you. It's not that big a deal.
It sounds like they were
care.
In a transition year.
It was the transition year. It was completely
right.
Different.
Right, and then they saw that you got a 13-something, and they said, whoa, we got to retool this test.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, so I'm the dumb one.
Whatever. You're not dumb. We both did very well.
My mom says I'm smart.
I'm saying we both did very well. It's not a competition.
Smart. Right. We're all as smart as Charlie Sheen.
I'm the bigger man. There you go. I also got a promotion last week. Did you?
I did, actually. I am now the head muckety muck at CAG Productions.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. That's nice.
Hey, congratulations. That's big news. What's your new title, can you say?
Senior Director.
Of gays.
Of
Senior Director of gay ads.
That's
with
it.
Semen on them.
That's it.
Drenched in semen.
That's yes.
Unless you think I'm kidding, I've seen these ads and they are drenched in semen.
No, we didn't run those, remember?
You didn't run them, but people submitted them thinking that was appropriate. And I'm not talking about the sailors. I guess, Shipwreck, you have anything you'd like to talk about before we get into the show feedback from last week?
No, I didn't get any promotions. I didn't go on any ski trips. I coached some sixth grade girls basketball.
I heard you. Wait, didn't you get thrown out of the game?
I did. I didn't get thrown out of the game. I got my first technical ever.
Now, what, you threw a chair or something?
No, I was just, I got out on the floor a little bit too far, yelling at the ref.
I would pay. Can somebody please, who lives in find out where Shipwreck lives and attend the game and please videotape Shipwreck coaching?
That seems like a very bad idea.
That seems like an awesome idea. Bounty? Can you say bounty? So you got on the floor. What happened? The ref made a bad call?
Several of them, yes. One of our girls got knocked to the ground and nothing was called and it was getting a little too rough out there. And we weren't playing particularly well either, so I was upset at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got out on the floor and started yelling at the ref.
What'd you say?
I just yelled unbelievable really loud.
Did you throw your hands up in the air?
Yes, I did. My hands were waving. I yelled unbelievable, and I was about, I don't know, 4 or 5 steps out onto the court.
Nice.
So then I got to sit down for the rest of the game.
That's good. Does that you weren't able to coach, or are you...
I could coach.
You just have to
get
2
technical fouls before you get thrown out of the game. But the other team got to shoot some free throws, and we had to play defense 2 times in a row. So,
right. When I was growing up, I think when I was maybe like 12 or 13, obviously, you know, I was tall for my age. So my dad decided to enter me in a basketball league. And despite the fact that I was, you know, I was taller than most of the people who were playing, I was just so bad. I didn't score. I don't think I scored a single point the whole season. And I got fouled once.
Kid? You were that kid?
Yeah, I was that kid. I had no interest in basketball. I didn't watch it. I didn't know anything about it. I just was tall, so everybody assumed that I should be playing basketball. And I remember I got fouled one time, and that was like my big chance to get a basket. And everybody lined up for the free throw, and I went to take the shot, and I actually like dropped the ball while I was shooting. And everybody like went over the line. It was really embarrassing. I was pretty bad. So anyway, I'll tell you some more embarrassing sports stories next week.
I can't wait. Is that the new? Is that what the show's about now?
Yes.
Awesome.
How I'm bad at everything. Bad at the SAT, bad at basketball.
You are a wonderful human being and everybody loves you.
Right. Do I inspire?
But your audio sucked last week. Let's talk about that.
That is true. Even CAG user Indiana said, Cheapy, you sound like you were inside a box. Did you get a new mic or a smaller room? Everyone else sounds normal to me.
I was inside a box. No, what happened was that I guess a couple of days before we did the show, I keep my microphone underneath my desk on top of a subwoofer. And it's on a little desktop stand. And Ty was playing in my office. And he just pulled the whole microphone down. And it fell off the stand onto the floor. And it all came off. It came off the mount that it was on. And I put it back. And I put it back backwards. Not realizing, you know, this mic will record from both sides, but I only set it to record from the front. And when I looked at the waveform while I was recording, everything looked fine. But the reason why it sounded like I was in a hole is because I was talking into the back of the microphone. So, yeah, it's fixed now. I turned it around.
This morning I was in the bathroom taking a leak, and Sabrina waltzes into the bathroom and goes, Daddy, why don't you pee out of your butt?
You say sometimes I do. It depends what I had for dinner.
That's what I wanted to say.
Taco Bell sometimes.
Like, there are so many things wrong with that question. I don't know where to start. Kung Fu Zephyr has to say, there's one good takeaway from this show. Everyone is jacked for Skyrim. Yes. I just wanted to mention again that I'm very much looking forward to Skyrim, and that was my excuse.
I even went, after I watched this trailer on my computer, I went and downloaded it onto the Xbox so Mrs. Cheapy and I could watch it on the TV and enjoy it there. And
Is that something she'll actually sit there and watch you play?
Oblivion? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Wow.
We finished the first one.
That amazes me. Like, that does not seem the type of game that's going to be interesting to sit there and watch for the entire story.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Really? No, she likes any game that has like building up of a character. So anything with like remotely having RPG elements, she will pretty much be into, especially if it looks pretty and there's a lot of stuff to do and you're building up your character in different ways and getting equipment. So totally, that's her type of game.
Does she like backseat drive you to like go certain directions? Like, that game for me is just wandering around and finding stuff.
A little bit. I mean, she might, but not to the point where it's annoying. She might, you know, say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And I say no, and then she cries. No, I mean, she likes it. We're excited. I mean, she sat through, I mean, she'll, you know, Mass Effect and Fallout. Well, she didn't like Fallout as much. Even though she's actually a big original Fallout fan, she got bored of this Fallout. I think it was probably because of the environments were kind of boring to look at. What else we got?
Frisky Tanuki says, another week, another good game that Shipwreck hates, Pixel Junk Shooter. Although I'm going to say that game kind of got mixed reviews from a lot of people. You should skip.
I don't hate it either.
Yeah, I know.
Right. It's just boring.
It's just not the game. It's not the game you want to play. You should skip Pokemon Black and White because it has too much content and you'll never beat it. So you shouldn't even try.
I beat it in a weekend.
I know.
Bitch.
That's why I included the comment. I remember how excited you were when you finished it.
I haven't actually finished all the way, but I saw the credits.
That counts as beating it to me.
That's beating the game, yes.
In your face, Frisky.
Yep, that was it. That's all I wanted to mention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it for that. Microshock has to say, for example, the hype.
Wait, hold on. Yes. Hold on. Frisky had some other stuff here, and I want to get into his face some more.
Okay.
He said He says, why bother acting like you still have an interest in handhelds, Cheapy? You stopped playing your DS and PSP years ago, so just assume we know you're not getting an NGP or 3DS since you're not getting either. Decent show. I ordered a 3DS from America. I am getting one. I may not use it a lot, but I ordered it. It's on order.
So
winning.
So take that.
Ordered.
Yes. MicroShock has to say, I don't like the way they talk about PS3 exclusives in such a dismissive way. The 360 games they play will get talked about for a good amount of time, though. For example, the Hype Wagon.
Next.
You mentioned stuff like Skyrim and whatever, and then you said, oh, and Uncharted 3, but we didn't need to say that. That's a no-brainer, as if no time needed to be spent talking about it at all. The same thing happened for Uncharted 2 back in 2009. Okay, if you say so. You talked about it for literally 2 minutes. 2 minutes! You had a whole show dedicated to Mass Effect 2, though. See, what's interesting is the two games that he's upset about us talking about, Skyrim and Mass Effect 2, are available on the PlayStation 3.
Right.
So we're not talking about PlayStation 3 games because we're talking about other games that you could play on your PlayStation 3.
And also, I mean, look, I finished both Uncharteds and I enjoyed them both, but I'm pretty sure I know exactly what Uncharted 3 is going to be. It's going to be just like the first two in a different environment. And,
She turns into a dragon demon at the end.
No,
she looks like Helen Mirren.
You don't think she turns into a dragon demon at the end?
I don't think so.
Helen Mirren.
I don't. I mean, what do you say about Uncharted? You get behind cover, you shoot people, you move forward. It's a nice story. It's good. I really like it. But what is there to talk about, really?
It's not Skyrim. Those stories are the really thing that drives Uncharted.
Yeah, the characters and the witty banter. Yeah, we like it. And plus, there's been, they've already had two of them pretty recently. I don't know. It seems like easier to get more excited about Uncharted. I mean, Oblivion or
Skyrim.
Or Elder Scrolls.
Skyrim. Yes.
Scrims.
We're all very excited for Skyrim.
It's been a long time. When did the first one come out?
The first one was almost a launch game. I think it came out within
a couple months
window.
Yeah.
So 2006.
2005.
2006, right?
Launch.
Yeah, but I think Oblivion came out in 2006.
Maybe.
I think it came out in spring.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 2006.
And I played...
No, 2005. November 2005.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. You're right. It was delayed till March 2006.
Good try.
Stand by launch window. But yeah, I mean, that was a great game and maybe one of the best games ever. So yes, we're all looking forward to Skyrim, a game that's available on both consoles. So I failed to see your
unless
point.
It's a downloadable this year, we haven't talked about any 360 exclusives because there haven't been any.
Exactly. The best.
They've all been either 360 PS3 games or PS3 games.
All right. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm looking forward to Uncharted 3. Trust me. I'll have it on release day. All right. What else we got?
Domai.
New releases?
Domai says, please hold contest to have guest host each week. Okay. We're having a contest.
You win.
Congratulations, Shipwreck. You won. You get to be on the show next week.
All right. Let's do the new releases.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I was going to say that sounded like we needed some kind of music there.
Price is Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The big game this week is Dragon Age 2, which I know I've watched about 3 hours of before I fell asleep.
I watched.
Oh, you're sitting in the passenger seat for this one with Mrs. Ship.
Oh, he doesn't stand a chance against his wife with this one.
Oh.
No, she loves this game.
Oh.
She loved the first one. She loves the second one.
She played the shit out of the first one.
Yeah, she did. I don't know. Wombat, talk about it. I was going to have her come in and talk about it, but she's on call, so she didn't want to make an appearance.
Lame excuse. I started the game. I maybe put in 3 hours. Maybe 3 hours. But the game starts off, if you've played the demo, you've played the beginning of the game. So it has that whole thing when you get up to the big troll and you fight the And the dragon woman comes out, speaking of women turning into dragons. So that's all there. But if you've played the first one, these are, I mean, the game just looks so much better. The graphical improvement from Dragon Age 1 to Dragon Age 2 is insane. As someone who played Dragon Age 1 less than a month ago, the games look so much different that if you just play the demo or just play the game and you haven't seen Dragon Age for a while, you probably don't realize it. But having just come from it, like in Dragon Age 1, every character has the same giant hands and brown teeth, and they fix that. They're like, that's the first thing. And I was like, oh my God, everyone has hands that match their body. So, but there's a lot of good. I am playing as a mage. I actually tried to play as a rogue for about maybe 10 minutes before I missed the ability to throw lightning at people.
Of course, you want to see the lightning.
That's what it's like these are the special move for a rogue. I'm not making this up. Jump backwards. You hit the Y button, he's going to jump backwards.
Right, I can jump backwards myself. I don't need special move. I'm not looking forward to doing that.
Special move for a mage, shoot lightning at someone until they explode.
Right.
So I opted to be a mage. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the story a little more so far. I like the character better. The hawk. Hawk, wombat hawk in my game.
Because he talks this time around.
He talks, and you could pick like snarky, funny options, not just good and bad. And I kind of like those options. It's nice to have that kind of give your character a little personality, which is kind of fun.
A little alpha protocol there.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. I never really made it that far in alpha protocol.
How do you like the combat compared to the last one?
It's honestly not that different. Other than, having to push A repeatedly, for the most part, it's pretty much the same. I mean, you don't feel any real contact or anything like that. I don't think it's really that much different. It still has the same, hold down the trigger to open the radial menu and pause everything if you want to do it that way. You could still switch between your characters. The special moves are still mapped the same way with the three face buttons, and you pull the trigger to activate, three more if you want to do it that way. So it's really not that much different. The only difference is in the first game, you hit the A button once and he, would throw his whatever it is he was doing or use a sword. And now you have to repeatedly hit the A button to continue to move your sword. So it really doesn't feel that much different. But I still like it. I'm still so early in. It's kind of hard. I mean, this is just, my first 120 with the game, 120 minutes with the game. So.
Right. You haven't even had any gay sex yet.
I haven't had any gay sex yet. I do have.
Not in the game.
No, I have an annoying brother in the game and in real life. So that's that's right. Kind of fun, but it's I like what they did with the dog. Your dog is no longer an actual character. He's just kind of with you, so you don't have to use a character slot for the dog. The dog's just there. I like the skill tree system is much better this time and laid out in a much easier to read fashion than last time. Even the leveling up in general, I think, is better. It's a little more streamlined. So they did a lot. They did a lot of things right with this game that are improvements.
That was Gretchen's main takeaway, was that it was pretty much the same as the first game, except the menus were better.
Yeah, which for a lot of people, I mean, that was kind of the problem with the game. It's like they listened to a lot of people's complaints about the game. Brown teeth, big hands, bad menus, and fix that.
Now, are you playing on easy?
I am playing on casual. It's casual.
Okay, well, that's what Gretchen went down to, too, because that's what she had to play the last game on.
Yeah, as did I.
I was curious.
I didn't even bother trying on normal. I'm like, I played the last game on casual. I did import my save from the last game. So we'll see how that affects the world, because I kind of messed stuff up at the end of my Dragon Age 1 game. So we'll see how that impacts things. It'll be interesting. I'm very much looking forward to more impressions next week.
I'm not sure if I'm on the fence of whether I want to try it or not. I watched the video review on Game Trailers, and it does look cool.
Well, here's the thing. Do you want to make it rain fire from the sky and have demons explode? Does that?
Yeah, I think I do. That's what it looked appealing to me in the video review. So
it's kind of what it is. There's something empowering about, you're walking through the woods and a bandit jumps out and says, aha, I'm going to get you. And then you hit a button and you make him explode. And it's like, no, you're not getting anything. In fact, I'm going to steal your boots.
The demo was so meh to me.
The demo is...
But I know demos are usually poor.
What the demo is good for is it shows you what how the combat works.
Right.
But that's really it.
There's still no kind of open world exploration, right? It's kind of just pick a location and move to it on the map.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, see, that's where it kind of loses me, I think.
The review that I saw said that it's a lot more contained this time around. You're spending a lot of time in a city.
Which, again, isn't necessarily a bad thing. I liked Awakenings more than Origins, which was a smaller area. And they actually, it so far seems like they took a lot from Awakenings and used it in, thematically, and used it in Dragon Age 2.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got?
I've been playing some Torchlight for Xbox Live.
Ah, I played it on Mac.
I tried to play it on Mac, but it kept on freezing on me. So I like it quite a bit on the 360. It's very much a Diablo or Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance type of hack and slash RPG where you just get a bunch of different loot and you equip it and then you just keep on killing stuff.
I think I might like that better than Dragon Age.
It's a lot easier to get into and out of, I would say.
Yeah,
I'd say
so.
For $15, you can give it a shot as opposed to splurging the $60 on Dragon Age.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm about 2 hours in the Torchlight. I wish the story mattered a little bit more. It's very dry for the most part. There's not much to it. I kind of wish somebody would make a Death Spanked type of game, but with the loot system. That's better, like it is in Torchlight. So Torchlight's entirely just go and get loot, complete quests, go send the pet is the neatest thing about Torchlight, is that you have this pet that instead of having to go back to town and sell all the useless crap that you pick up, you can just load that all up on your pet, say, hey, go back to town. And then they go away for I don't know, a minute, half minute, whatever it is. And then they bring all the money back.
That is, and I remember liking that.
That's pretty nice.
Yep.
That takes out that annoying step of spending half your time in menus at a shop.
That is innovation right there.
I would recommend that for $15. Let's see, what else came out? Well, should we talk about Pokemon that came out?
We can talk about Pokemon.
We can do that.
Do
we want to mention that baseball came out this week before you go into that? Baseball.
A lot of baseball.
Lots of baseball.
Sure. Did you see MLB 11, the show, came out for the Sony platforms, and I'm sure that's very good. And Major League Baseball 2K11 came out for everything. And did you see that somebody, they have that $1 million promo?
Yeah,
game. Did you see somebody already did it, but the contest doesn't start until April 1st?
They should give it to that guy. And this guy was a wrestler, right? He was a former TNA wrestler.
Right. And he put it up on YouTube. He was all happy. And then he found out the contest hadn't started.
They should just give it to the guy. Come on. Why would the game is out? Why would you not start the contest?
Why should they just give it to him?
Because why would you start the contest date before, a week after the game comes out? Don't you want to encourage people to buy the game on release and just, get right to it?
Yes.
It seems so stupid.
And the show has...
They think they're going to give more people a chance at it then. But
that's dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah,
they should give it to the guy.
It is kind of dumb.
Okay.
Yeah, so the baseball games came out. And yeah, Pokemon White. This is the first mainline Pokemon game that I've ever played. So I was kind of new
to the
whole...
You had to pick the white one, huh?
I randomly unwrapped one of them. They sent me both white and black.
Hey, did you mail me mine yet?
No, it's sitting right here beside me on my desk.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll get to you. Don't worry. I like it. I liked Pokemon. I think I'm probably done with Pokemon for the rest of my life after playing one of them. I get the idea.
Do they change? I mean, is this the same game as the last one, more or less? Or the one before that and the one before
that? It's got 150 new monsters.
Besides
so.
That, I mean, just, what you're doing in the game.
Well, I haven't played the other one, so it's kind of hard to tell. I can just go off the features list that they list. For the first time, I think you can have three Pokemon fighting three Pokemon. Like, it's usually a one-on-one type of battle. Now you can go up to 3-on-3, which really doesn't come into effect in the single-player storyline. I think I did one 3-on-3 battle in the 20 hours it took me to complete the game.
I played one of the Pokemon maybe like two games ago. I don't even remember. I played it for a couple hours. It wasn't very memorable.
It's a very charming, good RPG that doesn't get mired down in a terribly overwrought Japanese storyline. It's very basic on the storyline, which I can appreciate. And it's also kind of neat that they get away from what I was talking about last week, where I was saying you just have to use the attack button over and over again at the beginning of most JRPGs. In this one, you get your first Pokemon.
What's the Pokemon's in the Pokemon? Yes.
That Pokemon already has three or four moves that he can do, so you're not just constantly using the same move over and over again, and it's kind of neat how the whole rock-paper-scissors thing mechanic works, where if I had a water-based Pokemon, so he was strong against fire, and then you switch him out depending on who you're battling. So it stays interesting for a pretty long time, and you collect all the different Pokemons, and it's a very charming game. I just don't think I'll ever want to play another one now that I've played one.
But the next one will probably be in 3D.
It will be in 3D, and I'm sure I'll be able to import my 85 Pokemon or whatever I caught in this one. But I'm good. I think I'm good.
You think you had enough? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's if you've never played it before or if you're really into Pokemon, it's a very good Pokemon game.
I got that feeling I didn't make it to the end when I was playing Pokemon. I got a couple hours, like, yep, I'm good. I'm
trying to remember the last one I played. I think it was Diamond. Diamond Pearl?
Yeah.
That was pretty much the last series, wasn't it?
I think there's one in between. There's another.
Yeah, but I think it was like kind of an expansion, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, they did the remake of the old Game Boy Color ones.
There you go.
They did Heart, Soul, or whatever.
Gold.
Gold, Heart, Soul. Yeah.
Give me your money. Silver. Pokemon, give me your money more. Yeah. Again.
Pokemon, the Heart of Rock and
Roll. Can't wait to get your money again. And we won't.
It's kind of weird, though. Like, I was expecting to see Pikachu, and he's not in the game.
What the fuck?
I mean, I think
I don't even want it. Like, no, that just hurts my soul.
He's got to be in there.
I'm sure he is.
Like, after you get past the main storyline and you go into the exclusive area for the white version, it's like a forest.
Oh, so there's an exclusive area only for the whites.
No, the black version has like a techno town. Oh,
just because it's separate, that makes it equal?
Separate but equal.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying. I was catching some that I had seen before Pokemon's. The one that, like, Togepi or whatever, the one that's kind of like an Easter egg or something.
Squirtle?
You're saying like that we're going to be like, oh, yeah, Togepi, of course.
Was it Squirtle?
It was not Squirtle. I was hoping for a Squirtle.
Was it the one that looks like a duck, the platypus? The yellow
Crapula.
Psyduck?
Psyduck? Was it a Psyduck?
No, I did not catch a Psyduck.
Robodong?
Bulbasaur?
Dong? Dactic?
Godzilla? All right. He's a Pokemon, right?
Right. What else we got? I have no more Pokemon.
I think we're done with new releases.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done with new releases.
What about you talked about Torchlight. And I don't know. Okay, good. I'm fine with being done.
Yes.
Let's move on to CAG's news and stuff. The 8th Annual Cheapy Awards voting is now underway.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm actually a little disappointed that I wasn't nominated for CAG Villain. I have been for like the last 3 years.
I had got a lot of nominations.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Did you read through them? Did you read through the nominations?
I saw them. I didn't really like...
People nominated me for two reasons. One was from the E3 show that we did last year.
Because you were a dick.
I hurt your feelings. Yeah. And the other one, which was really... It was really mind-boggling. When I, you know, when we were doing the Child's Play fundraiser last Christmas, you know, I was mentioned that I was disappointed that none of the news sites posted about it, none of the blogs posted about it, even though I, you know, I sent them little emails asking them. I figured that they would hook it up, and they didn't hook it up, and I was disappointed. So people thought that, or maybe it was just one guy who just kept complaining over and over again, but he's like, look, these guys are doing their own fundraisers, and they don't, they don't need to promote yours. They're doing their own. First of all, none of them did their own fundraiser. So you just assume they did. They didn't. And second of all, there's no second of all, but I don't think that's, I mean, look, I'm sorry. I wanted to raise money for charity. That makes me a villain, then fine.
Yes, it does. It makes you a bad person.
So I did get a lot of nominations. I'm sure I won't win.
I don't know. Sure? I was going to say, if everyone's listening, votes for you.
Well, then I will win.
As they should.
I think you have the name recognition down.
I do have the name. Well, I could look right now and cheat and see if I'm winning.
Well, you know, I can. Oh, no. Look at that. Voting results are currently hitting.
No, you can't see.
Oh,
I can see.
Yeah. Well, you know, you won't even give me moderator privileges.
Yeah, I'm not winning. I'm close, though. I could win. I could win. It could happen. That's okay. I don't mind if I win. I'll be in good company with Hal Halpin from last year. And what else we have? So Cheapy Awards, yes. There was something else. Wasn't there something else?
It's your website.
I don't know what's going on the website. I did post the sales rankings from Amazon for February. If you want to see what games CAG ordered in February,
yeah,
it's on the front page of CAG. Yeah, it was Killzone number one by a lot because of that $20 credit. Mm-hmm. And same with, and Bulletstorm was number two. Also had a $20 credit. Yeah, for Bulletstorm. So,
but no Bulletstorm for PS3 in the top.
Yeah, it was in the top maybe 30, I seem to remember, but it definitely was not in the top
20. That doesn't shock me. Not that many people buy more than one game a month if you already bought Killzone.
Right.
No, I think with the CAG demographic, really what it is I think a lot of people bought Killzone for the PS3 and Bulletstorm for the 360.
Could be. That would make sense.
Only time.
But Super Mario All Stars was number three. I'll give you the top five here. Dead Space 2 was number four, and Pokemon White Version number five. So yeah, there you go. If you want to see the whole list, just go to the front page of Cheap Ass Gamer. Let's do some quick deals. These end on Saturday. Well, actually, I'm not sure when this GameStop one ends, but they have You Don't Know Jack for $20.
I think that ends like Friday.
Yeah, so get on that. Toys R Us has a buy one, get one 50% off sale on all DS games. Amazon sort of matched it with select DS games. And at Best Buy, if you buy the new Pokemon games, you get a $5 gift card. And that's about it. Oh, and if you buy MLB 11 The Show at Best Buy, they'll knock $15 off Little Big Planet 2 or Gran Turismo 5. So, yeah, there's some deals for you. And speaking of deals, GoDaddy.com's got some deals for you on your web hosting and domain registration needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN at GoDaddy.com. Are we giving anything away this week, Ship?
We're still having the contest for Acceleration of Security X for PSN. You can enter that by just commenting on the review that's on the front page of CAG, and we will announce the winner next week.
Sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. We talked about Dragon Age. I did download, as a PS Plus member, I downloaded the Mortal Kombat 3D demo.
Did you download the demo to Shipwreck?
No, because I think it's only for PlayStation Plus members.
Oh, I thought you were PlayStation Plus. You are not?
I am not.
Shipwreck hates PlayStation. He just flat out refuses to
That's true. I know he hates it. That's true. I forgot how much he hates it.
Everybody knows that.
I was tempted with this, but then the service was down today, so it made me a lot less tempted.
Gotcha.
So I did have a chance to play through the demo, and I played it against my friend Esteban, who was over yesterday, and
he's
I played
been on
the
show.
Single player part two. He has been on the show. It's good. Surprise! It's very good. Graphics look great. The 3D is weird. They did this weird thing with the 3D. The characters are not in 3D. Only the backgrounds are in 3D. So if you take your glasses off, only the backgrounds are blurry. So it's not super effective 3D, but really, what is? The X-ray moves are kind of cool. Like, the big addition to this to this version of Mortal Kombat is they have a bar on the bottom of the screen, a la the new Street Fighters. And, you know, as you take damage, or the bar builds up, and then you can unleash more powerful moves. And when you fill up all the way, you can do the X-ray move, is when you push the two shoulder buttons, and your guy, if he makes contact with his opponent, will do some automatic, cool-looking, painful move where you see an X-ray of the victim and his bones breaking. So, like, Sub-Zero's, who I take a lot, he reaches into the guy's stomach. I think it's his stomach. I only got a 12-10 on my SATs. Freezes the guy's stomach, pulls it out, and then punches him in the face. And then you see his face is like a skeleton and the teeth fly out. So it looks pretty cool. They do give you like the moves list. If you hit start, you can see all the moves. No automatic.
I just got little goose pimples from you describing that.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm a big Mortal Kombat guy.
It's great.
Save it for the hype wagon.
Right. So, yeah. And I was able to even do the Sub-Zero's fatality. He looks like, they only list one fatality and a stage fatality. I don't know if that's all there is for each character in the game. I have no idea, but that's all that shows up on the moves list in the demo. Sub-Zero's is he freezes the guy's lower half and then pulls off his torso and holds it up while it drips. I am not a fan of the new announcer. What happened to the old guy?
He died.
Did he?
I have no idea.
Well, I like the old guy. I don't like this new guy. Why change the announcers? I don't know. But anyway, it's good. And it was nice to be able to get something from PSN Plus. So, or PS Plus, whatever the hell they call it.
It doesn't have any of the tower of challenges or whatever in it.
No, and none of the test your might, test your sight, or test your luck.
Well, not in the demo. Awesome.
Not in the demo. Just single player, limited. You get to fight Melina, Johnny Cage, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and then you think you're going to fight Goro, but then you just see a video, a very long video of the game, of actual gameplay, which was cool, actually, but... Yeah, Mortal Kombat looks good. I have not really decided if I want to put in the time to try to become good at this game, but the demo is cool.
You don't need to get good at Mortal Kombat to have fun with it, though.
Okay, maybe not.
No, you don't. I mean, we'll play against each other. We'll probably be 50-50 against each other, and then we'll just beat up on Wombat, and we'll have fun with it.
Yay. Right. Oh, wait, that's I'm Wombat.
What else do we have in this section? I finished Bulletstorm, and I liked it. So you should probably pick that up. I don't know if I would say go out and get it at $60, but it was fun. I liked the end, too.
Without spoiling anything, there's a part towards the end that is hilarious. I don't think I've ever seen it done in a video game before. We'll have to talk offline.
Yeah, it's off the air, or maybe after the show, if you remember to do it. Post-show. Okay. Oh, we could do a post-show Bulletstorm spoiler theater, or whatever the hell we call it.
I can go to bed.
And you can go to bed. I mean, it'll be 3 seconds of Shipwreck just telling me what that is. Because there's not much else to say. And I went back and I played some of the Echoes, where you try to, you know, get your high score, and it's fun. I don't know how much I'll be going back to.
Yeah.
To that. They did announce Saints Row 3. THQ announced Saints Row. It's called Saints Row the Third.
Saints Row 3 starring GBD?
I think my picture's on the box.
Awesome. It should be.
I guess since they announced, they didn't want me to say anything until they announced the game. So I guess now I can say that I recorded my voice for that game. I had about 200 lines. You know, it's just one of the, not like a real character, one of the people that you're going to run over with your car when you're walking down the street. But Wombat gets name checked in it, and Shipwreck gets name checked in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty badass.
Yep. And a couple of my friends and my friends that I knew from before, Cheap Ass Gamer.
You have friends from before Cheap Ass Gamer?
Well, not anymore, but I figured I would pretend. Actually, I just made up their names so people would think I knew other people.
You can name some of your other friends. Okay, I'll go Mom.
And right. My hamster. Yeah, I mean, so it was fun. It was really interesting to record the voices because I did it here and we did it over Skype. So I took direction from the writer and the community manager, you know, while we did the voice recording, and I recorded everything on my end and then just emailed them a giant WAV file. And it was really a great experience. I'm really excited for the game, and apparently we're going to get some good stuff at E3, Ship. So,
oh, sounds good.
Some behind the scenes action or something. I don't know. Who knows what will happen, but I'm super, and it's the cover story on Game Informer this month. So
GBD in Saints Row 3 is the cover story.
You can be sure my name will not be anywhere near there, unless you write it. Unless you take a magic marker and write it.
I'm going to go to my local GameStop and write GBD on the cover of all my Game Informers now.
I'd like to get it, but I don't think I can get Game Informer here. I'd like to read about it, but I saw on GameInformer.com they have something, the new weapons of Saints Row. There's a Predator drone and airstrikes and a dildo bat or something. You can hit somebody with a dildo.
Who hasn't done that, really?
I think that this game is going to be awesome. Not just because I'm in it, but
assault with the last one was so good.
You could tell that these guys who are working on the game are so excited about it, and not in a fake way. Like, they really think that people are going to be blown away by the game. Like, no bullshit. So, Saints Row 3, Saints Row the Third, this year. Woohoo! Should we do Hype Wagon? I don't have any top analysts. That could be my Hype Wagon.
I was going to say, Saints Row 3 is yours, and Shipwrecks is going to be Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'll go Mortal Kombat. That's fine. The thing I like, which we just touched on a second ago, is all this Tower of Challenges or whatever they're calling it, is that there's stuff to do as a single player in Mortal Kombat. It's not
what are the challenges?
Like, there's a whole bunch of them. I'm sure they're like you have to beat so many people. Like you probably have to beat like two or three people without dying and
be Sub-Zero in 20 seconds. Use Shang Tsung.
There's stuff like that. And there's stuff like there's no arm challenges, like where the match starts and both people's arms get ripped off. And so then
funny.
You're just like kicking each other, and there's like no head challenges. So you can't uppercut anybody. It's a bunch of silly stuff like that.
That
it's Mortal
cool.
Kombat type stuff. It's good. Yeah. It's going to be
fun. Are you going to buy the version with a controller?
I was gonna ask you that too, because that controller actually looks pretty sweet.
Yeah,
supposed to be good.
I probably will.
It's not wireless though, right?
Although no. Mortal Kombat's never been a game that I need to play with a joystick, really.
But look at it.
Like, I know. I'll get it. I have.
But look at it. The button layouts of the controllers are basically the same layouts are on the arcade. You know that. You know, with the whatever shape they're in. So, yeah, it does look cool, though. And you can even open up the controller and put stuff inside it. You can
put your weed in there.
Oh, that means you have to buy me weed. All right. What about you, Wombat?
I'm going to go with Batman.
Dude, Batman looks
Batman good. Looks really good. He's Batman.
Or sounds good. Have they shown? They haven't really shown any gameplay.
They showed some
at
GDC. They showed more of Batman.
But has it... Is it on the web anywhere
I don't know.
For us to watch?
The gameplay for Batman is just as mysterious as Batman himself.
So. All I know is that you can glide more now.
And you can punch through walls. I know that too.
Nice, like RoboCop.
Exactly like RoboCop. So.
All right. Yeah, I'm fired up for that. The first game was awesome.
Yep.
Let's move on to Sony. I played some more Killzone 3 multiplayer, but we do have a review up on CAG. Shipwreck refused to do it. So
because he hates the PS3.
Yeah, of course.
It was funny because they offered to send him a free copy, and he said, no, I don't want your dirty games for your dirty console.
No, that's not what he said. He said, if you do send it to me, I will set it on fire and put it on YouTube.
Or I need something to wipe my ass with, I think was also what he said.
And I will put the fire out with my own urine.
Out of his ass.
No, actually, Super Programmer John was just the first person to finish it. So, and he decided he wanted to do a review. So it's right up on the front page of CAG. He liked it.
Yeah, I'm about 2/3 of the way through it now, I think.
It's super short, right?
Yeah, I'm like 4.5 hours into it.
So you're done.
I feel like I'm pretty, like, I'm on a downward slope towards the end now.
John said, I remember telling me that it only took him about 4 hours to finish it. A lot of it was cutscenes.
In the review, it says 6.
Well, that's with all the cutscenes. There's 75 minutes of
cutscenes. Oh, well, yeah, but I'm going to watch the cutscenes. I mean, that's part of the game.
Hmm. Yeah, I've been watching the cutscenes. I didn't think they were that bad, the cutscenes.
The cutscenes are fine. It's a little bit confusing. There's not enough quite explanation of what's going on other than we need to go there and do this.
Kill everybody between here and there.
Yeah, and set a charge. Well,
what other explanation do you need in any of these types of games?
Not much. Not much.
Not much. But it looks great again. I have an issue with the audio, which apparently has been affecting some other people. I know Lick Chan has the same problem. And
what's the problem?
It is stuttering like crazy on dialogue. Oh. People will be talking and then they'll start stuttering and they'll just cut out completely, or they'll repeat the last word they say like 4 or 5 times.
Nice.
Gotta
go get the papers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like when I'm playing Killzone 3.
Killzone 3.
Yeah.
I wind up turning off the 3D altogether because the 3D is just very poor in the game. It makes the graphics look meh.
The graphics look good too. It still has that weird graininess to the faces in the cutscenes.
Hmm.
I think it's just, it looks really good, but something looks a little bit off on it. But it's
on the faces.
Yeah, on the face stuff. The only other thing where the graphics don't look great is when you have to break down doors, which I remember this in the first game too. You go up and you like punch it with the butt of your gun or whatever, and it like pauses for a second, and then all of a sudden like this huge chunk of door just goes
I noticed
flying
that,
off. It's just like, that doesn't look quite right.
It's because the rest of the game looks so good that you notice that it stands
right.
out.
It's just like, why do you make me do this in this game? Like, obviously you know this doesn't look as good as everything else. But I still like the gameplay a lot though. I like the pseudo cover system they have, even though it doesn't work perfectly. It's still more than what
most
any other first person shooter really offers.
Yeah.
It feels gritty. Like Killzone has a very gritty feel to it where it seems like there's bullets flying all around you at all times.
And when you shoot people up, when you're shooting up the bad guys, you can really get a sense of them being torn up.
I like the flying helmets. I was always a fan of that.
Yeah, they do that really well.
I'm really enjoying it. I think I liked Killzone 2 slightly more just because I actually liked that it was slower. Like the aiming and the movement and everything was a little bit slower in Killzone 2, and it made it feel slightly more unique. Now Killzone 3 feels a bit too much like Call of Duty to me.
I think it's still a lot slower than Call of Duty.
Maybe a little bit. But
when I play online multiplayer, I play in the Japan region with the hopes that the people are less skilled and I'll be able to do better, but still not doing that great. Although when I take the shotgun, I seem to do well. Shotgun seems to be the way to go for me.
Yeah, well, I haven't touched multiplayer at all, so I'm just talking about the single player speed. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I would agree with the Metacritic score about an 85 or so, or the very good that John gave it. It seems like a perfectly serviceable, like high quality first person shooter.
Yeah, more than serviceable. It's well done.
It is well done. But I mean,
he hates the PS3.
It's missing a certain something to make it really awesome. I don't know what it is, but
it doesn't have loot.
I don't
know loot system.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what it is either, but I like the universe it's in. I'm okay with the characters, but there's something missing still that would put it over the top.
Right. All right. I did pick up Gran Turismo 5 finally. It reached the magic price for me here, which was about 4,100 yen. And I've been playing a little of it. I'll tell you, I mean, first of all, the car models on the premium cars look amazing. So what they did is not all the cars get super high detailed models. Only, you know, I guess maybe like the really high end ones.
Well, only the ones that they were able to finish in the development process.
Well, it was such a short process. I mean, they were very rushed, obviously. But the ones that are the premium models look incredible. It must be the best of any car game ever. And they even model the inside of the cars. So when you play the in-car view, it's accurate. The dashboard and everything is totally accurate. And they have this other feature, which I haven't tried yet, but I watched the YouTube video of it. If you have the PlayStation Eye and you're playing on the inside cockpit view, it can track your head movement. So if you look to the right, you know, you can actually use your side view mirrors on the screen. You know, the camera view will shift to the right or left or wherever you're looking. My biggest problem with the game so far is the load times are horrendous. Even with the highly recommended install, you just feel like the game, every time you do something, it's loading. You're staring at that GT logo in the middle of your screen, you know, more than anything. And for a game that's been in development forever, you figure they could have worked that out somehow. And it's always installing something on your hard drive. Even after you do the main install, as you play through the game, it's still installing stuff. But there's a lot of stuff to do. My kid likes watching the cars go around. The replays look just incredible. I mean, if you didn't know better, you think you're looking at just actual real video. I haven't really played all that much, and I'm still terrible at the actual driving. I haven't reached that point where, I've sort of got it down yet. And maybe someone in our audience can help us, but it doesn't look like the racing lines, you know, like they give you like the racing lines to help you tell you when to brake and all that. They don't seem to be as helpful as the ones in Forza. Forza ones, I think, even like tell you when to slow down. This just is either stop or go, you know, brake or go. And it seems less helpful to me. And of course, no rewind button, which is a bummer too. So I don't know. This made me look forward to Forza 4 more. But I'll continue to play through it. It's certainly fun, like, you know, reading about all the cars and, you know, you can take the cars out for like a little demonstration and they'll drive around the track and teach you about the car. It's cool. I mean, if you're a car fan, it's car porn on a disc, basically.
You'll enjoy this story. I had some friends over at the house on Saturday helping with the move of all the stuff into the nursery. Mm-hmm. And we took a break and we decided to play some Need for Speed Hot Pursuit because my friends had not seen the game. And I have one friend that's really into police cars. That's like his thing. So I figured he'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
So we started playing one of the Hot Pursuit missions and my friends kept trying to play. They don't play games really ever. So they couldn't get the car. And one friend was finally able to do it in like 4.5 minutes. And my record for the track was, I think, 2:30 at the time. And my other friend goes, if you could do it in under 2 minutes, I'm going to buy everyone lunch. And I did it in 1:38. And I'm pretty sure he was ready to kill everybody in the room.
Why would he say something like that, knowing nothing about
exactly.
the game?
Exactly. Or... And then my other friend bought the game on his way home for his...
right. The guy who liked the police cars, I'm guessing.
No, another friend. Oh, no, yeah, it was pretty funny. But yeah, it was a good time. Everyone enjoyed just round robin, you know, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
There's new DLC for that too. The Porsche Unleashed, I think it's called.
There's new DLC for that game every week.
I feel like
they just had three weeks in a row. They announced that there were going to be three packs. I wish they just said, look, just for $10, we'll give you all of it instead of $7 each or whatever it was.
I turned out the Yakuza 4 demo as well.
I didn't even see that was out. Okay, how's that?
It's just the combat. You play as four different characters in like just a brawling combat, one with each character, one after another. It's Yakuza. I mean, it's a modern style brawler where you pick up stuff and beat people over the head with it.
Is it exactly the same as the last one?
It felt very similar to me as the last one, which I haven't played a ton of. But, it seemed very similar. I think the strength of that game really is in the open world, like go and mess around with all this quirky Japanese stuff anyways, and that's really not in the demo at all.
The ping pong? Have you seen the video of the ping pong? I think that's Yakuza 4. So there's like a ping pong mini game, and you're playing at a hot spring resort. And you're playing against a woman, and she's wearing a robe, and as you have to stare at her breasts to like power up your shots. And as you progress through the game, the robe becomes undone. And so you can see more and more of her breasts. It's pretty classy. But that's not bad.
That wasn't fun in the demo. I would have remembered that, I think. Yeah, if it was in the demo.
Yeah, booberoobs, right? A lot of big booberoobs. Yeah, and meanwhile, there's like maybe one Japanese woman in the whole country who has boobs that big. And she's in that game, apparently. All right, in other Sony news, PlayStation Plus members getting cloud saving starting March 10th, which is today.
Is that really today?
Wow. Yep, it says, I guess maybe that's why the PSN was down.
Yeah, I guess there is a mandatory update tomorrow.
That's part of the reason, yeah.
Yeah, 150 megabytes of space for up to 1,000 save files. I'm reading off of Joystick here. And you can also back up your copy prohibited saves. So cool. And it says some titles you may be able just to save right to the cloud.
But if you discontinue your PlayStation Plus, you lose all your game saves?
Yeah, I think so. Do you know, let me ask you if either of you guys know this. My hard drive is pretty full. I have this original launch system.
Yeah, mine's pretty much full too. I think I have maybe 10 gigabytes of room left.
So what can I do? Like if I hook up a USB hard drive, can I play games off that or...
Just install a new hard drive into it.
Then what do I do with all the shit that's on the hard drive now?
You can transfer it over.
I can?
Yes, that's what I did on mine.
How do you do that?
There's a couple things that don't transfer. I guess some of the protected stuff might not transfer. You can look it up on Google. It's been a little while for me, but
is it hard?
No, it's not. It's not hard at all.
He's talking about. I'm trying to remember how I did installing a hard drive.
Yeah. It's just
I don't know. Should I just buy the slim?
Oh, just you have backwards compatibility, right? On your
yeah, but
PS3?
I don't use it though. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I don't.
Well, just buy the slim.
I could sell that actually and get a lot of money. It's worth a lot here, I think, or at least it used to be. Those launch systems. I'm not somebody who's gonna take advantage of it, so maybe I'll sell.
Yeah, it's really easy to do if you want to switch out your hard drive. There's a whole backup process where you make a backup to a – that's how I did it. I had a USB hard drive that I backed up to, and then I installed the new hard drive.
I can do that. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I have an extra USB.
But don't you have to reinstall all your like PSN games and all that stuff?
No, that all works through the backup.
Cool.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that.
The only thing you have to worry about is watch out when you are unscrewing the hard drive from the little tray that it sits in inside the PS3, because you will strip those screws.
I see. My system is getting pretty loud.
Oh, mine is so loud, it's crazy.
It's starting to sound like my old Xbox.
Yeah, mine sounds like a lawnmower. And
it gets hot, too. So maybe, I don't know. I'll keep an eye out and see if there's any good deals. Yep. Let's move on to Microsoft. Who wants to take these for a spin here?
I didn't put this first one on here. Did you, Ship?
Did I? Maybe I did.
I did. Yes, Microsoft is apparently hiring for concept positions for the next generation of consoles. So I would suspect that we will hear something about the new 360 at next year's E3.
That's plausible.
So it's coming. Mm-hmm.
You know what Microsoft sold a lot of? Kinects. 10 million Kinects sold. Sold, they say.
This says 10 million Kinects and games. Oh, 10 million Kinects and 10 million games. Wow. That's pretty awesome.
It is the fastest-selling consumer electronic device of all time, according to the Guinness World Records, averaging 133,333 units a day.
Amazing.
It's selling faster than the iPhone or iPad.
This Dragon Age ad on joystick is pretty large.
It is a large ad. It's actually pretty impressive. But
yeah, I'm jealous.
I know the people that make that. Anyway, it's also neither here.
They should put that on CAG. I don't have any place.
I was going to say, I don't think your site's set up for an ad that large. But it is a nice ad. Anyway, so that's pretty impressive. The other day I had the 360 on when Sabrina and I finished up Toy Story 2. I finished Toy Story 3. I finished Toy Story 3. And one of the slides, you know, on the Xbox was the Kinectimals with the little kid laying down, you know, with his arms and feet up.
Yeah, yeah. Snickers or Skittles.
Yeah, Skittles. And Sabrina did that also. She laid down on the floor to mimic the tiger. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get that stupid fucking thing, aren't I?
I'm not going to do it. I just don't want that big, ugly camera anywhere near my television. My new
setup. It's not that
ugly. It's big, though.
It's not. I don't notice it anymore.
But you don't use it either. There. See, that's... Do you ever use it?
Every once in a while, it accidentally tracks that I'm trying to do something with the menu. That's about how much I use it, though. That's
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to use it, though, when that gun streamer comes out. That looks like fun. And Child of Eden.
And the Sesame Street game.
That one would be good for your daughter. Yep. I think it's going to be a little bit too young.
As I said, for the Sesame Street game and Kinectimals, there's a definite reason why I would consider it, although I wouldn't get it until the Sesame Street game came out.
She would love Dance Central, too.
You think so? Actually, she does love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
We watch the Imagination Movers in concert.
It's fun because you see yourself up there on the screen dancing. She would like it.
Yeah, she likes microphones, too. Mm.
I will play the Michael Jackson game, too, when that comes out for
you. Enjoy that.
What?
I...
Video. Video.
Okay, video. That's fine.
What else we have? That's it for Microsoft.
Yep. Shipwreck is a smooth criminal.
Let's move on to Nintendo. We talked about the Pokemons. I got to use a Japanese 3DS. Dale North from Destructoid came over, brought his 3DS. And I played some Street Fighter in 3D. And I mean, there's a couple of problems with this 3D on the 3DS. First of all, when you're playing a game like Street Fighter, the first thing I notice is that the 3D, and this is actually just for the 3D in general on the 3DS, is you really need to have the system at the exact right distance and angle from your eyes to get the 3D effect. And when you're playing a game like Street Fighter, where you're rapidly pushing buttons and doing, you know, special moves on the pad and everything, the system tends to move in your hand. And when that happens, you're basically going in and out of 3D because the angle of the system is changing just a little bit. And it's incredibly distracting and a little bit painful for your eyes. So you really can't even use the 3D. It's almost impossible, at least for that game, and not get a headache. And I think the graphics look better when you turn off the 3D anyway. That was like a big, like, oh, it may, you know, it made me just sort of reinforce the point with me that this 3D is very gimmicky, not really.
Wait a minute. 3D is a gimmick?
Well,
slow down.
The selling point, dude, it's in the name of the system.
It doesn't stand for three dimensions.
What does it stand for? It
stands for something else. I have no idea.
Three duties and a sock.
Didn't they say that once, or is that the DS? They said it didn't stand for dual screens.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's see. So we played with that, and then Dale showed me some of the Street Pass stuff, which is also gimmicky, but seems kind of fun. You know, taking your DS around and picking up strangers' Miis. Like, we went out to get some tacos and we saw there was another whitey in the taco place and he had a 3DS, and Dale looked at me, he's like, I'm gonna get that guy's Mii. He was like all excited about it. And they have like these built-in games where you can use these Miis that you get off of people, and they will like come fight for you in like some RPG. And I don't know, some of the stuff looks cool, but the 3D seems to be sort of the least exciting part of the system, yet it's one of the biggest selling points. It's a paradox, Wombat.
It is.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not a big fan of 3D movies, so you know.
No, I'm not either. I am not either.
I'm having a hard time getting fired up to buy a 3DS.
Yeah, but, and I'll tell you this: the 3D is just. I was surprised how exact you had to hold this thing to get the 3D effect. Like if somebody who's like looking behind you, like if you want to show it to a friend while you're playing, it's basically not possible. They will not be able to see the 3D effect.
You'll have to wait for the 3DS XL for that. Yeah. That way the whole family can gather around.
And that's the other thing. Because the screen is so small, your eyes obviously are going to be not always just looking at a 3D screen, and that also kills the effect. So I don't know. It's that part was a little disappointing.
I think we'll see. It'll be better in a year or a year and a half or whatever when they figure out what to do with it and the actual games come out for it.
And then 3DS Lite comes out.
Sure.
Super Lite. Okay, what else we have for Nintendo?
Pokemon sold a lot. A million copies in a day.
Yep.
In the US. Yep. That's a lot.
That's pretty amazing. That's
pretty damn amazing.
What else?
We've got, speaking of wasted Christmas presents, did you see the iPad 2 shipwreck?
I did.
He just got one for Christmas. Yeah. Sell it.
Why?
Because you got to get the new hotness.
I don't need to get the new iPad.
It's not that much different, really. It's just it's thinner, a little bit lighter. It has two cameras, and it has like a magnet so you can attach this cover, which they're probably going to charge $50.
It's got a faster processor too, right?
And it's faster. And it gives hand jobs. The screen is the same.
No, yes, it does.
I'll wait for the iPad 3 before I upgrade.
That's probably a good idea. And some of the rumors are that the iPad 3 will come out for Christmas this year.
That's crazy.
Maybe I'll wait for the iPad 4. I don't need another iPad so quickly.
You don't know what you need.
I've been using the same iPod for 6 years.
And
that's it. I don't have an iTouch. I don't have an iPhone. I don't have an iPad.
Didn't you have an iPad?
My wife has it. She has it. Occasionally I use hers, but really very rarely.
But didn't you break yours?
No, it was hers that broke.
The iPod that I replaced for her.
But the iPod that I use every day is 6 years old.
And also in the world of Apple, I did, remember I said that we bought Hot Spring Story, but I didn't really get a chance to play it from the makers of Game Dev Story.
But now you've played it?
I played it a lot. In fact, I played it at a Hot Springs resort. So I was making my own Hot Springs resort inside a Hot Springs resort. It's crazy.
It's very meta.
It's really good. It's really good. It's really fun. It killed a lot of time playing that game. It's quite different than Game Dev Story too, because you're actually building the resort, so you're laying out where all the rooms are going, and you know the hallways and the hot springs and the restaurants and all that. So it's got much more of a Sim City or something like that type of feel than just the Game Dev Story.
Are there robed women to play ping pong with?
Nope, none of that.
How about when you were at your hot springs?
They didn't have ping pong. No, It was more of a ski resort hot springs, so they didn't have ping pong. That's about it. Let's do some CAG bag and some, most of the stuff is from Twitter, actually. Let's see. Band Episode wanted to know, he says, with the 3DS coming out in North America, maybe talk about the issue of people eBaying new consoles for profit. It's gonna happen. Well, I've been following what's been going on Amazon Japan with the 3DS. The Amazon, it retails here for 25,000 yen, which let's just call it basically this, 100 yen to the dollar, even though it's not, when the American economy is normal. But basically people have been able to sell them right before it came out, they were selling them on Amazon Marketplace for 35,000 yen. So basically, $100 above retail or more than that. But as soon as it came out, and maybe the demand wasn't as high as people anticipated, it quickly dropped to around 30,000 yen. So, $50, $60 profit. So I mean, I would imagine you'll probably see similar stuff in America. Not super, you know, people aren't making a killing on these. I guess that's what I'm saying. You're making $50 to $60 per system. Maybe that is a killing. I don't know. I guess if you buy a lot of them, it's a killing. Here's a slider wave. And a lot of people ask me questions like this. Whenever there's an earthquake in Japan, people are on Twitter like, oh, are you okay? Is your family okay? You know, if I don't, you'll know if I'm okay or not. Because if I'm not okay, you'll see on Twitter, I'll be like, holy shit, I'm dying. Or something like that. If I'm making jokes.
The last thing you're going to do is tweet it out. I can't believe I lost both my legs in that earthquake.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I'll let you know if things are going really bad. You're not going to have to ask me if I'm okay. I mean, I appreciate it, certainly. But you'll know if the shit is hitting the fan. You'll know. There'll be no question about it. So just assume that, you know, we have a lot of earthquakes and the buildings are meant to withstand them, unlike in New Zealand. The one yesterday, though, I'll tell you, our building was literally swaying. I checked the clock. It was 4 minutes, or so, around 4 minutes. The building was just swaying back and forth. And I was watching, like, the door of my office just move back and forth, back and forth. So it is a little scary. It made me a little nauseous, but that was about it. Let's see. Fist in Face. That's a great name. Why no PAX East for any of the CAG casts? Or CAG casters, I guess he means. Wombat, what's your excuse? You have a life?
Yeah, I have no, you know, I can't really go. I have to paint the nursery this weekend. That's on the agenda. And yeah, it's just, you know, just not going. I don't really have the time or energy.
Right. Yeah. Shipwreck? Coaching girls basketball?
Yep, coaching girls basketball. And it's not that close for me.
Like, yeah.
That's going to be more money than what I want to spend to go to PAX, I think.
Yeah, it's too far for me. I would sooner go to PAX, the regular PAX. It's much closer. It's about a 10-hour flight, I think, instead of, I don't know. I don't even know if there's direct flights from Boston. I doubt it. So it's 14 to New York, and then I got to get from New York to Boston. I mean, forget about
it. We would drive together.
Forget about it.
It would be awesome.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm not taking a 14-hour flight.
It'd be like that movie with Chris Farley and David Spade. What's that movie called?
Black Sheep?
Tommy Boy?
What do you mean, which one? There's like 10 of them.
Tommy Boy.
That was the joke.
Which
one?
That was
the joke.
Oh, I see. This is too in-depth. I don't want to go into this one. Let's see. Okay, here's a quick one. Cody Shepard, what's your favorite TV series each of you watch, or your current favorite TV series each of you watch, and how's the diet and exercising going? I'll say right now, my diet and exercise is not going well. I went to Outback Steakhouse last night, so that should be an indication.
Did you get a blooming onion?
I did, and the fries.
Nice.
And the Aussie fries.
Oh, that's gross. Did you get any meat with that too, or just the front?
Well, my wife and I shared the ribs also. Yeah, which means she had two ribs and I had the rest. Yeah,
I have a pregnant wife, so any food restrictions in my house have gone completely out the window.
Right. And in terms of my favorite current TV series that I'm watching right now, Justified. I'm very into Justified right now with Timothy Oliphant from Deadwood. He's basically playing the same character as he played in Deadwood, but he's cleaner. What about you, Wombat? What's your current favorite TV
series? I'm really enjoying Community lately.
No, I've never seen
it.
The
show is really good. And this season, like the second half of the season, turned kind of dark, like this really dark, twisted sense of humor, where it's almost like a little off-putting, but it's riveting and really interesting to watch. And it's probably the best sitcom on TV right now, by far the best sitcom on TV right now.
Mm-hmm. And Shipwreck, I know, Two and a Half Men is your favorite.
Yes. I can't watch anything with a laugh track, actually. Right. I'm not a fan of laugh tracks.
No.
I think Pawn Stars is probably my favorite show on TV right now.
What? Who?
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars?
What is that?
It's on the History Channel. It's a reality show based around this pawn store that's in Las Vegas.
Oh, so you have all these rejects who are like pawning their jewelry so they can go gamble.
Well, it's not just jewelry, though. It's kind of like antique roadshow set in a Pond Store.
Oh, okay.
So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's I like it.
Oh, and I also watched the first episode of Celebrity Apprentice. It was pretty entertaining.
You enjoy that?
I'll watch anything. I'll watch pretty much anything. Let's see what else we got. Ah, that's good for now. And Top Gear. I like Top Gear also. I think we did enough show.
Sure.
Why not? Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GPD. Oh, I don't need to say the URLs. It's GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck.
Email me, Wombat5277@prodigy.net.
No.
No, CompuServe.
Follow Cheap Ass Gamer on Facebook. That's right. I've never told you to do that before on this show, but now I am telling you. Just go to facebook.com/cheapassgamer. There's also a page for the CADcast, and
you should also friend us on Friendster
and MySpace. We had a MySpace page. Yeah.
I haven't looked at MySpace, and I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know my username and login.
The Cheap Ass Gamer page is good because you'll get the Twitter deals and the front page deals in your news feed. So you should like it. So definitely like us or fan us. I don't even know what the hell you call it. But do click the blue button on that page and you'll be happy and I'll be happy. And review us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Blah, 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 blah. And of course, GoDaddy.com. Web hosting and domain registrations. 10% off any order. CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order. CAG 5 off 30. And $7.49 domain registrations, CAG domain, GoDaddy.com. And that's all. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
You've seen how challenging Wizard of War is. Now we'll bet your money back that Wizard is tougher than you are. Buy it, and after 3 days, if you think otherwise, return it to your participating dealer with your receipt and get your money back. How can we make this money-back offer? Because we know how tough this game is. But maybe you're not up to the challenge.